should eat, sleep, love, repeat. I should eat, sleep, love, you repeat.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. economy grew at a surprisingly strong 3.3% pace in the final quarter of last year. Ed Donahue has more.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says people are still spending despite high interest rates and high prices.
Wages have risen more than prices. Middle-class Americans now have more purchasing power.
In Wisconsin, President Biden looked at the GDP headlines.
U.S. shatters expectations. Second headline, the U.S. economy boomed in 2023. Third, U.S. economy grew at a shocking pace. I love that shocking pace.
The numbers show inflationary pressures continue to ease. The economy has been a drag on President Biden's poll numbers, but there are recent signs of improving consumer sentiment.
Though some forecasters thought a recession last year was inevitable, President Biden and I did not.
Former President Donald Trump has said the economy is horrible, except the stock market is going up. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A couple of weekly economic numbers. More Americans filed claims for jobless benefits last week, but layoffs remain at historically low levels despite a flurry of job cuts in the media and technology sectors. The latest, Microsoft laying off about 1,900 from its gaming division, just over 3 months after its buyout of video game maker Activision Blizzard. And mortgage rates climbed. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 6.69%, the 15 at 5.96. In other news, former President Trump testified for less than 3 minutes at the New York trial where writer E. Jean Carroll is seeking over $10 million in defamation damages against him. Trump White House official Peter Navarro has been sentenced to 4 months after being convicted of contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the congressional investigation into the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Alabama will attempt to put a man to death with nitrogen gas tonight, a method that's never been used before. This is AP News. How did stocks react to the GDP number? Seth Sutel has the answer in the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, following signals that the economy is growing more powerfully than economists had expected. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Thursday, setting another record high. The Dow added 242 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.2%. IBM helped lead the market's gains after reporting a stronger profit than expected. IBM surged more than 9%. The gain at IBM helped offset a sharp drop for Tesla, which warned of slowing sales growth. The electric car maker's shares fell just over 12%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after the blowout data on the economy's growth also indicated that inflation is moderating. Investors will be closely watching early Friday when the government releases figures on the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log & Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Rain ramping up tonight with areas of fog, low 33, cloudy and foggy tomorrow with light rain tapering to drizzle in the afternoon, high 38, and cloudy tomorrow night. And fog still will be lingering, may freeze on some surfaces with a low of 32. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's foggy outside, and we are receiving some rain. In fact, we have received 0.06 inches of precipitation at the WRCO studios, and our current temperature is 37 degrees.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X Series line comes in 3 sizes, while the Y Series comes in 1 size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y Series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Republicans who control the Wisconsin State Assembly are set to pass a bill that would call for a binding statewide referendum to ban abortion after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Wisconsin law currently prohibits abortion after 20 weeks. The assembly was set to vote on a floor session that began this morning. Approval would send the bill to the Republican-controlled Senate, where it's unclear whether it has enough support to pass. Democratic Governor Tony Evers will almost certainly veto the bill if it reaches him, but the proposal could galvanize the conservative base heading into the November elections. Republican lawmakers are rebuffing Governor Evers' calls for paid family leave and more help for public education in the child care industry. They say they want to return the state's $4 billion surplus to taxpayers.
We stand for limited government, low taxes, safe communities, and a strong economy. A strong surplus is an opportunity to advance those goals. The surplus should be returned to the working taxpayers who have given the state government more than their money than is necessary.
That state Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemieux, who delivered the GOP response to Governor Evers' State of the State speech Tuesday night. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers has promised to veto a redistricting proposal that the Republican-controlled Assembly passed and that largely mirror maps he proposed, but with changes that would reduce the number of GOP incumbents who would have to face one another in November. Evers' veto will leave it to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to install the state's new maps. The liberal-controlled state Supreme Court last month tossed the current Republican-drawn maps as unconstitutional. The court said it would draw new maps unless the legislature and Evers agreed to ones first. The political stakes are huge for both sides in the presidential battleground state, where Republicans have had a firm grip on the legislature since 2011. Groups that work with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault are about to lose $30 million in federal funding. A state Senate committee will consider what the state may do this week. Wisconsin ranks number 7 for domestic violence homicides, adjusted for population. Domestic violence killings in Wisconsin went up 20% from 2021 to 2022. The state of Wisconsin issued more than 60,000 initial professional licenses last year. That's a 38% increase over 2022. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services says the average review time for new licenses is down to less than 4 days. A new estimate shows hearing loss affects approximately 37.9 million Americans and is more common in rural areas than urban ones. The study by NORC at the University of Chicago and published Wednesday is the Lancet Regional Health America's journal, is the first to estimate rates of hearing loss at the state and county level. Experts say many rural Americans need better access to hearing screenings and specialists. Working with the loud machinery and hunting can damage hearing in a short time. The study found men were more likely than women to have hearing loss, with the highest rates among non-Hispanic white people and those 65 and older. The American Lung Association opposes legislation to allow some indoor smoking options in Wisconsin. The bill introduced last September would allow the opening of more tobacco bars. Currently, only businesses that sold primarily cigars and pipe tobacco before 2009 are exempt from the indoor smoking ban. A LA spokesperson, Molly Collins, says the proposal would weaken the state's clean air laws and expose more employees to secondhand smoking. The bill is currently awaiting action in the Assembly State Affairs Committee. Here's a reminder to be careful of what you say or text. Madison fire crews were called to a home Saturday night after a woman from Missouri called 911 to report that her aunt, who lived in Madison, was having a heart attack. When paramedics arrived, they found that the woman was fine. However, she explained that she texted, "I'm having a heart attack," to her niece during a tense moment in Saturday night's Packers 49ers playoff game, which her niece took literally rather than figuratively. The woman apologized to first responders, and there was no medical emergency. Sparta is the home of the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum. Alyssa Young is the executive director of the museum.
We outline the progression of transportation. The Wright brothers, before they started inventing airplanes, actually had a bicycle shop and used a lot of bike components in their design for the Wright Flyer. Also, with Sparta being the bicycling capital of America, with the Elroy Sparta Bike Trail being the first in the Rails to Trails program, where defunct railroad lines are turned into bike trails and then into space with Deke Slayton, who was from Leon and went to Sparta Schools.
The museum hosts a number of events throughout the year. Sharing Space with Deke will be held this Saturday from 5:30 to 6:30, featuring Vance Brand.
We have started a series called Sharing Space with Deke. We will be talking with Vance Brand, who was on the Apollo-Soyuz test project mission with Deke. We will be speaking with Vance Brand on Zoom. He currently lives in California and is 90 years old, so he doesn't travel a lot. But he has agreed to talk to us live on Zoom. And so anyone who wants to attend can either come to the museum and participate and watch on our big screen, or they can participate also on Zoom. So anyone from around the world can join us.
Brand was hired by Deke in 1966. Brand went on to be commander of three space shuttle flights in 1982, 84, and 1990. He left the astronaut office in 1992, but continued to work for NASA until his retirement in 2008. Cost of the event is $10. Young invites you to attend the Zoom event either at home or at the museum.
Those can be purchased on our website, which is DekeSlaytonMuseum.org. You could come and pay the day of, but for Zoom, you have to buy tickets by 3 o'clock on the 27th of January. We have a very large screen here at the museum, so if people wanted to do that here, they are welcome, or they can participate at their house on Zoom.
The Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum is located at 200 West Main Street in Sparta on the second floor. Please note, no elevator is available. The Special Olympics of Wisconsin Summer Games return to Whitewater in 2024. The University of Wisconsin-Whitewater announced Wednesday the games will be held entirely on campus for the second straight year, from June 6th through the 8th. The games feature a number of competitions, including track and field, cornhole, powerlifting, tennis, and soccer. During the 2023 games, more than 1,800 athletes and coaches descended upon the school for these games. Those interested in volunteering for the 2024 Summer Games in Whitewater can sign up by visiting SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Today's winner of $150 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Sheila Troxell of Richland Center on ticket number 430.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timbers mature. Some plan a harvest as a part of a management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster like a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call today at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413.
Today is Thursday, January 25th. Michael Leo Drake, 66 of Oregon, died January 9th at UW Health, University of Wisconsin Hospital. A funeral mass will be held at noon Friday at St. Philip Catholic Church, Rolling Ground. Friends are invited to the Gaze Mills Community Center in Gaze Mills Friday from 8:30 to 11 for coffee and donuts. Memorials will be used to promote local literacy and reading programs in schools, hospitals, and educational institutions. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Michael Leo Drake, 66, of Oregon. Vern P. Demers, 77, of Spring Green, formerly of Rice Lake, died Tuesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will be held at St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery in Rice Lake at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of mass at 10:30. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Vern P. Demers, 77, of Spring Green, formerly of Rice Lake. Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66 of Lime Ridge, died January 15th at St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66 of Lime Ridge. Rodney M. Barnes, 75 of Spring Green, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at Wintergreen in Spring Green. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Rodney M. Barnes, 75 of Spring Green. Jerry G. Cast, 71 of Bear Valley, died Saturday at home following a brief illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 3:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Burial will be in the spring at Our Lady of the Fields. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 2 until the time of mass at 3:30. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital or the Disabled Veterans of America Foundation. Jerry G. Cast, 71 of Bear Valley. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76 of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at her home in Viroqua, and again Sunday, February 11th from 1 to 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76 of Viroqua. Ralph Evans, 74 of Muscadet, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 3 to 5 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Ralph Evans, 74 of Muscadet. Murray Earl Moon, 77 of Richland Center, died Monday at Soldiers Grove Health Services, Soldiers Grove. Memorial services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. Murray Earl Moon, 77 of Richland Center. Jacqueline K. Jackie Long, 75 of Viola, died Tuesday at Soldiers Grove Health Services in Soldiers Grove. A memorial service will be held in the spring. The Vasateg Larson Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is assisting the family of Jacqueline K. Jackie Long, 75 of Viola. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Morgan Kratzenberg and Anthony Reese had a daughter, Charlie Lynette.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Heating and cooling systems are some of our most used appliances. When problems arise, the HVAC experts at Strang's are ready to help with your maintenance needs, 24-hour emergency service, or designing and installing a whole new heating and air system. Strang's has a long history of providing worry-free comfort with top brands like Lennox, Water Furnace, Grundfos, and Westinghouse. Call the team at Strang's to find out what they can do for your home. Strang's, people helping people, using experience and knowledge to serve the community.
Welcome to the final week of winter tips from the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. This week, we feature tips for keeping you and your dogs safe in winter. First, although bodies of water may appear frozen, it's best to stay off them and to keep your dog on a leash when near them. Meanwhile, if your dog does accidentally fall through ice, your instinct may be to rush to its aid, but the best thing you could do is call 911. Finally, with fewer hours of sunlight, when walking your dog after dark, always wear reflective material and carry a lit flashlight so that you and your pet are both more visible. And enjoy a safe, happy rest of the winter with your pets. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. A darn dreary day we've had today. High temperatures struck 38 degrees as we battled fog, drizzle, and light rain showers. As the rain ramps up tonight, so does the fog, becoming dense at times. where visibility could be near zero once again. And go figure, low temperatures crashed to 33 degrees. This is a dangerous temperature, as 32 is the freezing mark. Beware, by morning, we could see a wintry mix or some freezing rain, which would create some slick and slippery spots. However, tomorrow, cloudy and still foggy. This is because the mild temperatures are rapidly melting the snowpack, and the light drizzle continuing through tomorrow afternoon won't help. And highs, they hit 38 again. By tomorrow night, I'm not sure how much snow will be left, but fog will be lingering, and may freeze to some surfaces again as lows fall to 32. The snow should be gone by Saturday, and we'll be under mostly cloudy skies with mild temperatures striking 40 degrees. This is well above average for January. But do keep in mind that overnight, temperatures keep plummeting below freezing. This means that any wet surfaces from melting snow or leftover rain will refreeze, so walk and drive carefully. The warm temperatures continue into next week as well. In fact, Monday will hit a high of 39 with some spots of sun peeking out finally. Yeah, it's been hiding, hasn't it? And it has the potential to come out in full force on Tuesday as well, as highs rise to 42. We become cloudy Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning. We'll see that gradually clear out by Wednesday afternoon, and we get even warmer. If you could believe that's even possible, as highs climb to the mid-40s. I'd say by the sounds of my forecast that, spring's here? It's gonna be a muddy mess. Trade the snow boots for the rain boots. And enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in center, it's foggy and rainy, and our temperature is 37 after a daytime high of 38 and a morning low of 33. Yesterday's high was 38, and we received 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 2002, I should say, is 58 degrees, with a record low of 28 below set back in 1963. Last year's high was 34 with a low of 27. Sunset took place tonight at 5:04, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:24. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.04, and we have received 9 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 37 degrees.
Marcia Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has details on tonight's local sporting events.
The Ridge and Valley Dual Meet happening today at Kickapoo. That is at this hour. In girl tonight, GET plays at Viroqua, Brookwood at New Lisbon, Hillsboro at Waniwak Center, Nisida at Cashton, Southwestern at Iowa Grant, Darlington at Cuba City. In boys basketball, Highland is at River Ridge, Baraboo visits Portage, Wisconsin Dells at Mauston. In the SWAL, Boscobel at Mineral Point, Cuba City at Riverdale, Darlington at Fenimore, Southwestern visits Iowa Grant. In SWC basketball, River Valley will be at Platteville, Richland Center at Dodgeville, Lancaster at Prairie du Chien. And coming up in the Ridge and Valley, Seneca at Wazika Steuben and North Crawford visits Ithaca.
I think our coach, Mike Bemis, the rest of the way will be like playoff games.
It's only going to be tough the rest of the season. You know, all of our conference games, whether it's home or away, all the teams are really good. And Crawford, obviously, is really good. They're ranked, I believe, 8th in the state. And then we get Royal on Monday, who's ranked 9th in the state. And Royal actually last night just beat Cashin, who's ranked 2nd in the state. So when it comes to seeding, that's going to, if we can get the win against Royal and North Crawford both, that's going to help us huge in the seeding, because playing at home is, for us, is way better than playing on the road. We're a totally different team at home than compared to on the road.
North Crawford is coached by Chris Wettstein, whose team recently suffered its first loss.
That was a tough matchup with Southwestern. They beat us right at the buzzer. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have those experiences, battling adversity, playing a full 36-minute game. We only had one practice after one of our starters went down with a knee injury. So it's a quick turnaround for us and our team to prepare against a really good team in Southwestern.
Pre-game time tonight at 7:15, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports. And then it's North Crawford at Ithaca in boys basketball. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Multiple reports indicate the Bucks have hired veteran head coach Doc Rivers as the replacement for Adrian Griffin. Sources say that while the Bucks have not officially announced Rivers as their new head coach, reports say that Rivers is signing a contract through the 2026-27 season worth in the range of $40 million to be the Bucks' new head coach. He has coached for 24 years in the NBA and has been serving as an informal consultant to Griffin this season. Milwaukee general manager John Horst says the decision to fire Griffin didn't involve the players, even though discontent among the veterans like Giannis Antetokounmpo was obvious. It hasn't been formally announced when Rivers will take over. He coached the Celtics to the NBA championship in 2008. The Packers are looking for a new defensive coordinator after firing Joe Barry. His defensive played well enough to get Green Bay into the NFC divisional round of the playoffs, but there has been too many failures before that by a defensive roster containing several number one draft picks. Barry may remain on the team's staff in another capacity. Among the names being discussed to replace him is former Badgers defensive coordinator and interim head coach Jim Leonard. The Green Bay Packers have also fired Chris Skizzy as strength and conditioning coordinator after he held that position for 5 seasons. Skizzy had worked on Green Bay's strength staff for 10 seasons. He took over as strength and conditioning coordinator in 2019. He played linebacker for the Packers from 2000 to 2001. The announcement of Skizzy's exit comes one day after the Packers fired Joe Barry. And the high-flying Wisconsin Badgers will face the second toughest schedule in the country during the rest of the season. Wisconsin has a half-game lead on Purdue in the Big Ten Conference standings with a 7-1 record. They will have to face the powerful Boilermakers twice. For now, Coach Greg Gard's team is off to one of the program's best conference starts in decades. The Badgers will host the Michigan State Spartans tomorrow night. Tip-off time at the Kohl Center will be at 7, and we'll be bringing you the broadcast of that game tomorrow night on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, online at on our stream at WRCE.fm, and on the Civic Media app. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Is it too late for me to become physically active? Should I take special precautions? Hi, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. More and more older adults are proving that you are never too old to exercise. When starting a program, you should take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning an exercise program. Don't try to do too much too fast. Exercise in an intensity appropriate for you. Pick activities that are fun, that suit your needs, and can be done year-round. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. Take more time to warm up and cool down before and after a workout. Stretch slowly. Simon's Recreation Complex is a participating member of the Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs, which are leading fitness programs designed specifically for older adults. Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active incorporates the above precautions in all of their exercise classes. Call or stop in today with your Medicare Supplement Insurance card. You may be eligible for a free membership to Simon's Recreation Complex, including all classes. Stop by today and learn why many of our adults refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Let Simon's Recreation Complex show you how to increase your energy levels while decreasing the aches and pains of aging. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and corn were lower Thursday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans were down on profit taking and technical selling. Weather forecasts are generally favorable for much of Brazil, while Argentina is expected to see a drier pattern potentially into next month. Soybean export sales were down on the week, but up a little bit from the average. March beans were down 17 and a quarter at 12.23. May was 16 and a quarter lower at 12.30 and a quarter. March soybean meal was down $5.10 at 358.20. March soybean oil was 79 points lower at 46.53. Corn was down modestly on the same factors as beans, watching that weather in South America and the early second crop corn planting pace in Brazil. Corn export sales were under a week ago, while commitments remain ahead of last marketing year. March corn was down a half at 451 and three quarters. May was 1 1/4 lower at 461 and a quarter. And wheat was mostly modestly higher. It had an up and down day with more precipitation in the forecast for U.S. winter wheat growing areas and bearish export sales numbers. Russia remains in control of the global market and Ukraine is still exporting. March Chicago is 1 1/2 higher at 612 and a quarter. March Kansas City was up 11 and a quarter at 637. March Minneapolis wheat was 4 1/2 higher at 709. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply, watching direct trade develop at higher than a week ago prices. I'll have more on that in just a moment. February live was up 237 at 177.72. April was 235 higher at 180.70. March feeders were 440 higher at 238.17. And hogs ended the session mixed, the nearby contracts up on spread trade and demand expectations. February lean was 40 higher at 74.30. The April contract was up 52 at 82.55. I've got that full look at cash livestock markets after this brief break.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves. 1.99%. See what we mean? 1.99%. To grow more, protect more, and command more. 1.99%. For all participating BASF brands. 1.99%. When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com. Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth. Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
Agri-America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agri-America.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to Agri-America's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit Agri-America's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
By Thursday afternoon, Light Direct Cash cattle business had developed in all of the major feeding areas. Live trade was mostly at 175, $2 higher than last week, with dress business primarily at 277, $3 higher than a week ago, with a few in Nebraska, 277.25 to 277.50. Asking prices were firm at 176 live and 278 dressed. Box beef closed mixed with good movement. The estimated cattle slaughter of 126,000 head was up 5,000 on the week and about 1,600 on the year. As for the hogs, the major direct markets closed higher with pretty light closing negotiated numbers. National direct trade was up $1.53 with an average of $54.63. Iowa Southern Minnesota was $1.25 higher at $55.26, and the Western Corn Belt was up $0.62 at $54.63. Pork did close 5 cents higher at $88.91. The estimated hog slaughter of 480,000 head was 4,000 lower than last week and 7,600 below a year ago. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says pork exports are in a strong position to start the year. Dan Hallstrom tells Brownfield,
we're looking at somewhere in an 8 to 10% growth range year on year. And the value side, more than likely, will be a new record in the neighborhood of $8.1 to $8.2 billion in sales.
More news is next.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential. Maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
A livestock economist says the pork industry is still uncertain how California's Proposition 12 will impact markets. The state currently accounts for about 15% of the nation's pork consumption. And Brenda Bodel with the University of Wisconsin River Falls tells Brownfield,
does that mean that there's going to be excess pork on retail shelves outside of California in the United States? We will see some increase in exports, but is that going to compensate for what we're not selling in California? So there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding what's going to happen with prices.
Domestic red meat production during December was up on the year. USDA says production was 4.55 billion pounds, 2% more than December 2022. Domestic poultry production dropped last month. USDA says just over 4 billion pounds of poultry were certified wholesome, down 6% year over year. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield. Making the best choices for your fertilizer dollar. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. Creating a fertilizer plan to maximize returns can be a challenge. On this episode of Managing for Profit, an expert with AgroLiquid says there are many factors to consider, some of which you don't have control over. More coming up on Brownfield.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Stephanie Zelenko, National Agronomist for AgroLiquid, says maximizing return means balancing budget and yield.
Fertilizer is expensive. Soil testing is expensive. There's a lot of things that, you know, just go into agriculture that it seems like it always costs growers money. But ultimately, in the end, we want to use those things that we're spending money on to add dollars back into their account come harvest season. And so looking at a soil test, working with an expert that understands that, and then helping determine where best to spend those dollars ultimately is going to help reach that end goal where we can, you know, apply a more efficient fertilizer program and get more yield and more return on that fertilizer dollar investment.
Can producers economically justify manipulating soil levels? Zelenko says,
I think we're past the years that we're just going to go out and dry spread a couple hundred pounds of phosphorus and potassium and nitrogen, because that's what's been done in the past, in overfeeding that crop or maybe underfeeding it in some cases. I think we're looking at fine tuning that a little bit more. And again, it goes back to what we see on social media. It goes back to what we're hearing, you know, when we go to farm meetings, a little bit from the environmental side where people are saying, you know, tighten up your nutrients so we're not leaching phosphorus or nitrogen into our water systems. I think a lot of things go into it. And growers are just wanting to make sure they're spending their money correctly so they have that dollar to put to other resources.
Zelenko says now is the time to be making fertilizer investments.
People are working on making those decisions. And as we start into early 2024, you know, planting season, in some parts of the country are going to start, you know, planters will roll in the field in a couple of months. So we need to, you know, start getting those soil tests done, working with our crop nutrition suppliers and get those decisions made, because logistics is the next thing, making sure we get that fertilizer on our farm. So when we do want to hop in that planter and go, we have everything we need ready for that season.
She says producers should find trusted resources to help them make decisions based on their operation and goals.
I think a trusted resource is a necessity for everything. Again, you're not going to have, you know, the expertise to understand 100% of your soil test and, you know, fertility options. So having that person in the field to just give you information.
I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roy.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
He was a giant, and I was just a kid. I was always trying to do everything he did. I can still remember every lesson he taught me, growing up, learning how to be like my old man. He was a lion, we were a father's pride, but I was defiant when he made me walk the line. He knew how to lift me up and when to let me fall. Looking back, he always had a plan, my old man. My old man. On his hands and dusty overall, my old man. Now I finally understand I have a lot to learn from my old man. Now I'm a giant, got a son of my own. He's always trying to go everywhere I go, do the best I can to raise him up the right way, hoping that he someday wants to be like his old man.
Song by the Zac Brown Band with My Old Man on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thede and happy to be bringing you some great music. I'll be bringing that up to the 7:15, around 7:15, and that's when we'll have North Crawford at Ithaca in boys high school basketball action. Should be a very good matchup, and Phil will be make Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. And as I said, that'll start at around 7:15. Depends on how soon the JV gets done. But generally, it's around that time. And I'm hoping you're having a good Thursday, despite this weather. Almost past few days, I feel like I've been living in London with all this fog that we've been getting. And right now, there's some rain coming down. It's been raining pretty good. So it started raining pretty good after the 3 o'clock hour. I think it started raining when I came into work at around 3. And right now, we're up to 12 107-inch of rain. So we've received 3 100s more since our last reported during our 520 weather report. But otherwise, hope you stay dry out there. And please drive with caution out there, because that fog is kind of thick out there in places. And also with that rain coming down and with the moisture from the fog, if it gets down too close to freezing, the roads may get a little bit slick. Brittany Merlot is talking about a low of 33 tonight. And right now the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge is saying that it's 36 degrees at 550. Just wanted to let you know that the Richland County 4-H leaders are selling calendars to fundraise for scholarships and 4-H countywide events. Calendars are $10, and the Richland County 4-H Youth Photography Project members provided the photos for the calendar. Get yours by contacting Carlene or Sandy at the Extension office. That number is 608-647-6148, or by stopping in during business hours at Melville Hall at the campus. Coming up next, we have from 2022, Lady A with What a Song Can Do.
Makes you wanna take a Sunday drive, throws you right back to a different time. Put your ladder up, singing loud and out of tune. It puts a little sound in an empty space, and for a little while lets you drift away. It's simple but it's true, yeah, it's crazy what a song can do. It can make you dance, make you cry, make you wanna give it one more try. Start a band and kiss that girl and break some rules. It'll make you give your heart and give it back. Change your mind just like that. Wish I'd ever seen a line was written just for.
Bring you to your knees. country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes the thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He won it 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to music.